Passage reading is Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 through 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. The senior pastor will deliver the message, God of Answers and Blessings, the fourth session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, and GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. Recently, the whole world became nervous because of the swine flu. Some people died of it. And it is spreading, increasingly spreading it. It has affected about 62 countries, and in Korea also we have about 50 people infected. But how thankful we should be that as believers in our God, we can live without fear of diseases. When there was SARS, we were traveling, including the flight attendants, they were all wearing masks. And those who weren't wearing masks were rather strange. But our mission team, none of us was wearing any mask. And because we weren't afraid and we believed that God would protect us. And also our church members in other countries, none of them got any infected by any of those diseases. Each time a disease rages that has no scientific or medical cure, those in the world who don't believe in God can only sense fear. Yet they are not aware of the fact that an even more fearful presence than disease exists and is spreading throughout the world. It is a spiritual disease that causes spiritual death. It is the sin of the heart. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2-5 describes the end time as follows. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. Just compare this with yourself. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. Those who are living at the end time. Boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. And how many things do you have, or you have none of them? Then it means you have already gone into spirit, or you're just before you have come into spirit. Before this description, 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come." Namely, at the end time, people will suffer from the pains of sin. And just think about how much pain you have in the world. But they, people might not feel the pain because they are accustomed to it. A professor came receiving a prayer to came to me and received prayer. He is building a house in Gyeonggi-do, and people there are opposing this construction so much. It's not even against the law. And today, few of you will be able to build any house without getting any opposition from the people in the town. We built our residence. Actually, that town, we say it is the people are strong there in the town, but we didn't really have any disturbances or disruptions. Nobody had any demonstration or anything. There weren't any people who were lying down on the street to disrupt the construction. But if you try to do anything, they will just oppose. Even the president who is elected by the people, and he's in the beginning of his terms, and people criticize him so much. God created mankind to give them His love and to receive their love. But as love disappears from this mankind, their life energy also disappears. Even though there is so much knowledge in the world, as the truth leaks out from their hearts, and with their hearts darkened, they don't see the right way. They try to fill their emptiness with pleasure. But this is the same as drinking seawater when they are thirsty. Pleasure will only give them more thirst and emptiness. Those who try to fill themselves up with pleasure is only momentary. They will feel empty, lonely again soon. It'll be more painful later. It's only for that time. Just suppose you drink seawater. Would your thirst be quenched? No. Later you don't be bearable. And it's the same with pleasure. You know you shouldn't, but they shouldn't. They know they shouldn't, but they are just falling into those pleasures, and their life becomes meaningless. If they don't take it from the beginning itself, then in the first place, then they would have lived a happy life. Same with your children. If they fell into internet games and other kinds of video games, then they become addicted, and even if they want to quit, they can't. During this time, while you are listening to the sermon, I hope you will check your spiritual health to see whether such a spiritual sickness may have infected you. If you find any sign of it, I urge you to root out the origin, the fundamental problem, so you can be healthy both in body and spirit. I hope that none of you will have anything to do with any kind of spiritual or physical illnesses. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will also be able to deliver the God of love and God the healer to those who are suffering from diseases and sins. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me give you the fourth question for you to consider and diagnose your fundamental problem. Do you remember the first question? Second? And third? How much time has passed? The first question, do you not murder? Second question, do you not have adulterous mind? Looking at a person of opposite sex. Third question, do you not have heart to steal? And those who listened to the message, many of them received grace. Because they didn't know they were actually, they didn't know they were stealing because they didn't actually steal something, but after listening to the message, they realized that they also had the heart to steal, the desire to steal. The fourth question, do you rejoice always? We also have to say, do you give thanks in all circumstances? But let me just cover this part because of the time. Paul the Apostle urged the Thessalonian church to rejoice always in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. After going through frequent hardships, he realized that it is the will of God for believers. Do you always rejoice as believers in God? I'm not saying you must unconditionally rejoice. Before the apostle, Paul urged them to rejoice always. He first gave them fullness of spirit by vividly describing the day of the Lord's coming, the day of resurrection. You can rejoice always because you are waiting for the Lord who is coming and because you have the hope for the beautiful kingdom of heaven. But sometimes I found some people who do not rejoice because of their conditions, such as financial difficulty, lack of education and ability, lack of health, lack of peace in family, and persecutions, etc. But any kind of difficulty cannot pose any problem to us if we just have faith. We can always rejoice. I think few of you have been any more difficult situation than I was, because I had been sick for 7 years, and by the time I accepted the Lord, we had a lot of so much debt, and we could pay back only the interest. We couldn't even think of paying back the capital money. But still we rejoiced. My wife was always praising God. We always had the home service, home worship service, and we were always happy. We couldn't even give our children any snacks or any good clothes or any good shoes. And still, we never complained. We never asked anybody for help. Or these children, my children never asked us to buy them any good things, saying, oh, my friends have this good thing, that thing. But we always praised God, and they always read the Bible every day, memorized each verse, one verse of the Bible every day. It's not that you are unhappy because you are poor. Even if you are poor, even if we were so poor, we never complained. We just had to make our ends meet every day, literally. And we didn't have any transportation fee sometimes. But still we were so happy after accepting the Lord. Even when somebody wanted to help us, we just refused because we wanted to rely on God alone. And because you are financially poor, so you cannot rejoice? The leaders in the church, also pastors, Levites, and elders, some people, they always have great worries on their faces. So when I see them, they look like they are carrying all the loneliness of the world. It looks like they are carrying all the sorrow of the world. Even some people around me, especially today, so I had to point it out. Why are you always full of sorrow? On top of so, Even new believers, most of you have those verses, some frames that say, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Even new believers will have these verses written somewhere on the wall of your home, Levite's house, pastor's house, elder's house. Probably most of you have this kind of simple message, but how can you not keep this kind of simple message? Why do you have to have the frames on your walls? You see it, meditate on it, and put it in your heart, keep it in your heart, and practice it. And what is the use of having it on the wall if you do not practice it? The whole purpose is to keep it in mind and practice it. Some elders, they're always full of worries. Some of them, those who are doing businesses. And I wonder when that face will be brightened. I always wonder when that face will be brightened. Then if he has so much income, then his face will be brightened. Yes, of course, it will, but it shouldn't be the case. You should rejoice always, not just in good times. The beggar Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 lived such a wretched life. Verses 20 and 21 says, and a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. The dogs came, smelling his smell, and came and licked. So, long ago, the beggars, when they wanted to get something, they would go to a rich man's house, because especially this house, they were having parties all the time, and they were eating the crumbs. But Lazarus was saved because he believed in God. He went to the bosom of Abraham. However, the rich man regularly dressed in purple and fine linen and joyously lived in splendor every day. Every day. But he did not receive salvation and fell into the grave to suffer. Which one do you think is more blessed? Is Lazarus more blessed, or is a rich man who was enjoying himself, joyously lived in splendor every day? Is this rich man more blessed? If you think Lazarus, if you think the rich man is more blessed, please raise your hand. Second floor? None of you? Second sanctuary? Third sanctuary? None of you? Sixth sanctuary, nursery rooms. The beggar, Lazarus, was more blessed. So you know it. You know it, but why can't you just practice it? Though he was a beggar, even though you are a beggar now, you can go to heavenly kingdom. Then it means you are blessed. You have to keep the law of God, law of the country, and go the right way. Though he was a rich man, he wasn't saved. This rich man went to hell. So we don't have to talk about blessing or not, whether blessed or not. You know, such a man is not blessed, and still you want to commit sins. And if something is good for you, if you can gain like some tens of thousands of dollars, then you try to violate the law. You know it is a way of curse. So you still want to take it. which means you don't want to keep the word of God so much. You dislike to keep the word of God if it is not beneficial for you. Therefore, we can always rejoice just by the fact that we are saved, even though we are living like Lazarus. We'll always rejoice with the hope of resurrection and the hope of heavenly kingdom if we have the truth, if we have a true faith. This is what children of God should do too. When the family is having a difficult time, those children who love their parents will try to show their faces more brightly to their parents. We say we love God, but if we feel that even little things are too hard, then we cannot please God. Of course, God will not just let His beloved children live like Lazarus. In the worst possible scenario, this is just an example. But if we live by the word of God, we will not live like Lazarus. God can solve any kind of problem. He always wants to give good things to His children. It's just that we do not experience the power of God because we begin to grieve and complain in difficult situations. If we please God, the problem will be solved. But we grieve God and we make God angry. And it's us who made the mistake and we still complain against God. So that is why we cannot receive blessings, answers. Even in a situation in which we cannot rejoice, the situation will change if we do rejoice. I experienced this many times. When I was in the senior year of seminary college, there was a work of Satan against me. I suffered for no reason. Another student in my class betrayed me and he began to groundlessly criticize me. So after the first semester was over, when we had to have the final worship service, I couldn't attend the worship service. And a professor, he even came to my house. The professor's council decided to expel me. So I couldn't go. I couldn't attend the worship service. After that worship service was over, some of the students came to my house and they were telling me. The principal was saying, such a young student was flirting with women. And why such a thing happened? Because we were praying at night at the Samgak Mountain. There was a person, a nurse, who had a surgery, but wasn't healed. And she was carried by somebody. So some other people were carrying her to carry her to the mountainside. And then that day I met the senior deaconess Kim Sun Win for the first time because she was there. There were about more than 40 people. And because of that, they criticized me. And God was giving His word to me. Rejoice. Give thanks. And bless them. Bless those who persecute you, the professors and everyone. Pray for their blessing. So during the vacation, I rejoiced and gave thanks and I just rather prayed for their blessings. And after the vacation was over, the situation totally changed. Those who criticized me, the president of the student council, he said he wanted to quit because he was so embarrassed because the other students found out the truth and they were criticizing him. So he wanted to quit. But I visited him and said, I don't have any hard feelings against this. I don't take it personally. So please don't quit. We'll let us study together and graduate together. So he did. And the principal, he called me and apologized to me. And Pastor Sang-tae Kim came with me. The principal said, I didn't know it, so he apologized to me. And there were many other professors who apologized. They were saying that the professor's council would expel me. And even my classmates wrongfully accused me. But still I gave thanks and rejoiced, and I prayed for them, and the situation just totally changed. And I was loved by the students. I was recognized, acknowledged more. And something that never happened took place, that had never happened took place. Still, I opened my church in July. The professor who came from the United States, he said, are you planning to open a church? And he was, yes, I said, and he was saying, that is why the enemy devil is trying to disturb you. Because you have a lot of gifts, the Satan would not just stay quiet. And he comforted me this way, and he went back. And another thing happened, the professor's council. We have, usually in Korea, we have a party for the professors. With the meaning that after graduation, all the graduates will hold a party for the professors in giving thanks for them. So they decided that they would have that party in our church, in my church. So what is not possible for God? Even if I was at the threshold of a spiritual death, I just still gave thanks and rejoiced, and God solved all the problems, and the curse would turn into blessing. Always God gave me more and more blessings and more and greater power of God. And this is what you have been experiencing and witnessing. It's the same with all of you. Even if you are wrongfully accused in your workplace, just rejoice and give thanks and pray for those who accuse you. Then God will completely change the situation. The light will come and the darkness will thus go away if we truly rejoice in heart obeying God's word. Of course, believers sometimes have concerns not for physical problems but for spiritual matters. They may also grieve when they realize their sins and shortcomings, but they should rejoice at these times too. The grieving that leads us to sanctification and faithfulness is the only kind of grieving that leads us to life. Also, to rejoice in hardships is the evidence of really trusting God. As much as you are trusted by God, and as much as you trust God, you can receive blessings. I trust Him 100%, and I believe, and I'm confident that God trusts me 100% too. And so, I receive everything that I ask for in prayer, more than what I ask for. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is He who calls you, and He also will bring it to pass. As said, those who really believe in the power and love of God can always rejoice, for He will make them His true children. Therefore, I urge you to rejoice always by trusting and relying on God. Above all, I hope you will rejoice because you love God. If you love somebody, it'll show. You will have smiles on your face all the time. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always be filled with joy by loving God, so that anyone who sees you will feel the love of God. You remember Sister Mi Kyung Han who gave her testimony? Many church members received so much grace. They bought a lot of sermon tapes too, cassette tapes, and many of them were telling me they received grace and they were changing also. They also want to follow such a way. And a testimony should be done like this. Testimony that can give really glory to God, and they can really change many people, they can strengthen many people, they can give grace, and they can change the lives of people. She always rejoices. With the physical sense, she never had any conditions to be rejoicing. She lost her parents. She has just a younger sister, but she pursues peace with everybody. So even in her company, she is loved by her bosses, co-workers, and her desires are answered in the church. And her sister, Nagyung Han, also last week, her photo was taken in and printed in Seoul Shinmun. Because they rejoice always. They were loved by their seniors and co-workers in the company. And would she get angry at anybody? That face should be always the same. The smiling face. And I heard from somebody, and her mother said that her younger sister, her mother said she suggested she take plastic surgery to make a double fold eyelids. But she said no because she liked what she was. Because they love God, they can be what they are today. If they didn't love God, without the parents, they would have quarreled with each other. But because they were in difficult times, but because they love God, they love the church, and everything, they gained strength by God, from God, and they overcome everything, and they give glory to God. You shouldn't blame the situation, blame your circumstances. Everything is just an excuse. Even consider my case. Just consider these two sisters' case. Brothers and sisters, now I'll give you the fifth question. Do you always pray according to the will of God? And the questions that I'm asking, these are really simple ones. There is nothing difficult about it. The first, second, and third, maybe it is difficult, but the second one is a little difficult. But everything else is so easy. If you just make up your mind, you can do it. You don't have to fast to do it. Do you always pray according to the will of God? For example, the will of God is for His children to continually and habitually pray without ceasing. Do you pray this way? If you really love somebody, you would want to see their face and talk to them just one more time. In the same way, if you love God, you will seek Him daily in prayer, not by coercion, but out of love. There were some people who came from China for my birthday. They stayed here for a long time just to see me just one more time. They come to my residence on Sunday and Friday. They wait here in the church to shake my hand. Whenever I'm there, they are there too because they want to see my face just one more time. They stayed here for many weeks, and they did it all the time. Also, it is the will of God for us to pray wholeheartedly. Do you pray with all your heart according to the will of God? For example, let us think about our Daniel prayer meetings. The leader gives you the prayer topic. Sure, he will give you prayer topics for your personal matters and for the kingdom of God, such as world evangelism, construction of sanctuary, and revival of the church. Then do you pray with all your heart and mind, with faith, hope, and love for all the prayer topics? I always watch how you pray on GCN. Who is praying with whole heart? I am diligently looking for. I open my eyes while I pray. I can still pray with my whole heart. Are there any of you who struggle against tiredness and idle thoughts and prayers? In Friday online service, I watch you. I see you each corner of the sanctuary. Who is falling asleep? In case of new believers, it's okay. It's understandable, but the leaders, when I see them falling asleep, I feel very sorry. Even if I'm looking at that person, they don't realize I want some people next to that person to wake him up or wake her up, but they don't get it. So I feel very sorry. So I pray more for those people. I ask God to help them. I'm afraid that God may turn his face away from them. And I've seen many people, those who fall asleep so much during the worship services. I wanted to advise them so much, and many of them already passed away. God turned his face away and they got serious diseases, and some of them are in serious sicknesses and they didn't turn away. So that's why I'm afraid. What if God turns his face away from them? Also, when I see those who are praising God, being full of spirit, I become so happy. Are there any of you who struggle against tiredness and idle thoughts in prayers? If you are new believers or if you have just started praying, God will have mercy on you when you struggle like that to pray. He will accept your heart and answer you. Furthermore, he will give you the strength and grace to pray. But if you are habitually falling asleep, murmuring meaningless repetitions for many years, you should definitely change. Especially if you have quit praying for a long time, you should check whether you really have love for God. The first question is, do you love God? If you really love God from your true heart, with your heart, then all problems will be solved. Even though you have a great wall of sin, they cannot be really broken down. But if you really love God and go into spirit, all problems will be resolved. All chains of enemy Satan will be broken down. The fundamental problem is solved and you receive the answer. Some people, they pray hard when they are full of spirit, but they soon lose the grace and they are tempted by the world and they quit praying. And after a couple of months or several months, they turn back and they receive grace and they try to do it, pray hard, and soon they cool down. There are quite a few of them who do like this, and I feel very sorry for them too. Those of you who continually pray, I urge you to check whether you pray with wholehearted love for God. Even if you don't, even if you pray continually, please check whether you really love God in your prayer. There are some cases as follows. They pray earnestly in their personal prayers. But when they pray for the kingdom of God, they just utter meaningless repetitions, saying the same thing all the time. God's will is that His children pray for His kingdom first above all else. Suppose you pray hard for 10 minutes, and you should be able to pray the same thing all over again. If you don't remember, oh, I prayed for something, and if you don't remember, it's not really true prayer. If you pray with whole heart, you can remember what you have prayed for, so you can repeat the same prayer. So God's will is that His children pray for His kingdom first above all else. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So we have to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And God wants to give you more and more, more abundantly, overflowingly. He wants to give you. Also in 1 Samuel 12:23, the prophet Samuel made a declaration to the nation of Israel. He said, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you." So he says, it is sin to cease the prayer. If you cease to pray, it means you are committing a sin. But if you have a problem, you ask God to solve the problem. You are committing sins beforehand. Only when you have a problem, you come to pray to God, asking for the resolution of the problem. So how can you receive the answer? We always have to follow God's command to cease pray without ceasing. Pastors, elders, and all workers, you have duties and you have church members entrusted to you, and you have to pray for them this way without ceasing. Samuel said to cease to pray for Israel is a sin before the Lord God. From what Samuel said, we can feel how those who really love God will pray and with what kind of attitude they will pray. Especially if you are workers of God taking care of souls, you have to really put effort into your prayers. Samuel loved God, and so he loved Israel, the people of God, with the heart of a father. That is why he never ceased to pray for his people. God must have been quite pleased with Samuel. If you want to receive the answers to prayers, I urge you to pray like the prophet Samuel to please God. More than anything else, you should pray with love so that the prayer itself will be a fragrant confession of love offered to God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive answers to everything you ask for in prayer. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the sixth question. And everything, including this one, is easy. Do you read at least a chapter of the Bible and memorize a verse every day? At least a chapter you read, and do you memorize a verse? This is something very easy. Those who love God love His Word too. As said in John chapter 1, verse 1, God is the Word. The Word is God. So when we read the Word, it's like talking to God. Prayer is to talk to God, and to read the Word is also talk to God. You listen to the Word of God. When you read, it means you are listening to the Word of God. So you should long to hear His voice, His Word. We can meet God and sense Him through the Word. That is why those who love God always love to read and learn the Word of God. Some say, senior pastor, to read at least a chapter of the Bible and to memorize a verse every day. Oh, it's so hard. They think it's a burden, and they think I'm forcing you to do it. It's not me who is telling you to do it. It was the Word of God. It is the Word of God given in the Bible. Where? Where in the Bible does it say? There are many places. Old Testament, New Testament. Just to, for as an easy example, Psalm is easy. Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2. Just look up, look at whether it is a command of God or not. Blessed, how blessed is the man? Do you want to be a blessed man? How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And these people will be prosperous in everything, as from the verse 3. So but his delight is in the law of the Lord, not by coercion. Even elementary school children, there is one who reads the whole Bible every month. But in his law, he meditates day and night. To meditate day and night, you read at least a chapter a day, and God tells us to do so. And such a man is the blessed man. And in a long-lasting drought, the plants will suffer, the crops will suffer. There won't be much fruit. But such a man will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. So for you to have prosperity in all things, in whatever you do, that for your blessing, I am asking you to do it. And we give even rewards for what you do to make you a blessed person. And I'm asking you, I'm begging you to do this. So why do I have to beg you? It's to make you a blessed person, to give you prosperity. To do that, we have to do this. To memorize a verse a day is so simple. Those who are old, oh, I forget very soon. So those who worry about it, so just do it. Just memorize once, even if you forget. If you memorize in the morning, and even if you forget the next morning, it's okay. If you memorize it once, you still have the trace. And the important thing is to obey the Word of God. So how easy? You don't have to spend so much time, especially the Word of God. You have to meditate on it day and night. And I'm not asking, I'm not forcing you to meditate on it day and night. Just read one chapter a day. It'll take just a couple of minutes. Maybe, except maybe Psalm 119. Some things, it'll not even take a minute in some Psalms. Let me give you an allegory. Those who have been in the military must have received letters during their hard training. It is so nice to receive letters from parents, brothers, sisters, loved ones, and friends. They might read the letter again and again. They cannot throw them away. They read them again and again. If it's from their loving people, parents. It's because those letters contain the hearts of those who write them. Parents ask them whether they are healthy and if they are eating well. These letters also contain the love of the parents having concerns about their children. When I was in the army, I received a letter from my lover every day. And then when the letters came, the person in charge, he will go to the post office and bring all the letters. And he doesn't give it to me. He will give it to the leader, and he will read it to everybody, before everybody. And it's every day, because the letters came every day. So I didn't say, why do you read my letter in front of everybody? Because they feel happy. They were so happy hearing it. So I just let it be. There are many, many things, many contents in the letter. And they still opened it. But I never wrote back. I received like 50, 60, even 90 letters. I never sent back any letter. I never wrote back. So I couldn't tell her to control the contents because it is read to the public in my unit. If you miss somebody, you will do it. Likewise, the Bible contains the love of God the Father. It contains the guidelines for us as to how we should live each day. It is also the source of the comfort to us from God. So if you love God, we'll naturally love to read His Word. Also, if you love God, we'd want to find out His will and do His will. Thus, we'd want to know more of the Word by reading, hearing, and meditating on it. Also, the Word is the spiritual bread that gives life to the Spirit. Jesus is the Word itself that came down to earth in a human body, and He introduced Himself as follows. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. He's the living bread that came down out of heaven, and if we eat this bread, we'll live forever. So it is free, and who would not want to eat it? The word preached here is free. The Bible, once you buy it, it is all the time free. And God is giving us the way of eternal life for free, and if you don't like it, how can it make sense? If you love God just a little bit, then you will take it. And you don't obey such simple things, and you say, oh, you don't receive answer to your prayer, you don't receive the solution to your problem. I'm trying to make you a blessed man, and you say you don't like it. And you say, how can you say your problems is not solved? How can you say you're living a poor life? You're having financial difficulties. And I followed the word, when I followed the word of God, God made me such a blessed man. If I spend all the things that God gives to me for myself, then I'll be such a rich man. But I just spend everything for the kingdom of God to make His kingdom rich. But instead, I will have so much reward in heavenly kingdom. Therefore, we can continue our spiritual life only when we always eat the Word of God. Do you always eat this spiritual bread? You always eat three meals a day, but do you also eat spiritual meals all the time? You like to experience the taste of food,
But do you also like experiencing taste of the word? Psalm 119, 103 says, how sweet are your words to my taste? Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. If you really feel this way about the word of God, all of you will receive blessings. All your souls will prosper. You always hear and learn and read the word, feeling it as sweet as honey. If you meditate on the word of God day and night in obedience to his word, you will confess the same thing as the psalmist. You will sense the true taste of the word that gives life and strength to the spirit and happiness to the heart. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. In the same way, God will give you blessings according to your obedience. Not by coercion, not by feeling forced, but if you consent and obey, if you joyfully obey, you will eat the best of the land. You will be rich. God is rich, and if he wants to give you, what can he not give you? He can give you anything. Health. Who is the head of the hospital in this church? It is God. And I am a doctor here. We have a testimony. Deaconess Jeongim Kang from Gumimamin Church, she had the bladder inflammation, and she was healed right after the March 31st day of blessing in her dream. She saw senior pastor in the doctor's clothing, and Mamin Church is a hospital. Her husband asked her to go to hospital, but she wanted to receive healing by faith, and she fasted with repentance. And also, her husband had the hepatitis B, and when in her dream, she saw Mamin Church is a hospital, and senior pastor in doctor's dress. So the head of the hospital is God. Even in other churches, the pastors, they pray. God is the healer. God is the head of this hospital, head of the hospital, and they say in prayer, but when they get sick, they go to the hospitals in the world. So it is such a untrue prayer. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I will give you the seventh question. Do you evangelize? Actually, this is also very easy. In a year, do you evangelize at least a person a year? In 365 days, just one person. In this evangelism campaign, I saw the list, elders, pastors, senior deaconesses, those who didn't do last year, they did it this year. Some of them. And I was very sad because not many people really participated. It is all if you do not preach. And why didn't such a word touch their heart? In 365 days, does it make sense that you cannot even evangelize one person? But in case of my residents, some of them didn't evangelize anybody, so I don't have anything to say. Did I do it or not? Of course I did. Every evangelism campaign, those who love God and are loved by God are always filled with happiness in life. So they will open their mouth and speak about their secret of happiness to other people. Also, those who love God will also love the souls. They understand the heart of God who considers one soul more valuable than the whole world. So they preach the gospel diligently. For example, in case of president or president, she didn't have anybody registered, but she still did evangelize many people in DR Congo. She evangelized so many people, even in healing sessions in the prayer center. So many of them were evangelized. So you shouldn't judge anybody. Some people evangelize this way. It is up to God. They cannot just sit around and watch the souls who are dying. And so they try to guide them to God. Of course, some of you want to preach the gospel, but cannot do it well because you are not bold enough. But I'd like you to try to obey now. The important thing is your willingness to obey the word of God as well as your earnest love for the souls. If you just preach in season and out of season, it is God who will give us the fruit. I hope you will be so full of God's love that you cannot help but preach the gospel. Brothers and sisters, the eighth and last question is like a comprehensive question that covers all of the previous questions. Do you have peace with everybody? If peace is broken, definitely it means Satan is working. If peace is broken, God is not there. Even in the church, if peace is broken, God doesn't work. There's no revival. If your family's peace is broken, your children will go astray. In your mission groups, if peace is broken, it means Satan is working. If peace is broken, wherever you go, it means you are breaking the peace. It's not them, it's not anybody else, but it's you. If the peace is broken where you are, then it means you are breaking peace. You cannot blame anybody. Wherever I am, the peace is always maintained. Any place. Everybody has peace. The workers, the church members, wherever I am, they have peace. In my residence, when I'm there, there is peace. Do you have peace with God's Father, your neighbor, and yourself? To have peace with God means you have no wall of sin between God and you. Those who have peace with their neighbors have no conflict with anybody, for they resemble God and are full of love. Those who have peace with themselves are those who have become sanctified, having no struggle with sins and untruths in the heart. So those who have peace with themselves, they can ask God anything, and God will give them everything, not selectively, but everything. Does it say in the Bible or not? Yes, you know it. If we solve the fundamental problem completely and destroy all the walls, we'll have peace with everyone. You have peace with everybody, but you still have problems? No, it cannot be. It means if you have peace with everybody, it means you are just before going into spirit or you have already gone into spirit. How can such a person not receive blessings? Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And they are called sons of God, and how can God not bless His sons? Blessed are the peacemakers. They are blessed because they are called sons of God. And if you don't have peace, it means you are not really a real child of God. I hope that dissensions and quarrels will disappear and there will be peace wherever you go. I pray in the name of the Lord that we will be called true sons and daughters of God. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Job 1:8, God commends Job before Satan. God said, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." We can feel the love of God towards Job, but this Job lost all his children and wealth by the accusations of Satan. He was upright, blameless, and fearing God, and turning away from evil. And there is no such a man on the earth, so God made him the richest man in the East.
That is why God blessed him so much. He was loved by God so much. Still, God allowed accusations of Satan to take place. He was still thankful up until then, but when he had painful boils, when he lost all his wealth and children, he was thankful, but when he had painful boils, in the excruciating pain, he began to complain against God. It was caused because he had evil deep inside his heart, although his deeds were upright and perfect. God accepted the accusations of Satan because God knew this fact. In the Friday online service, the volunteers group gave their testimonies. One of them, when he had a difficult time, he didn't complain against God, but prayed to God, relied on God, and he received blessing. But I want to ask him, but then he should have received blessings in all respects. But as far as I know, that's not really the case. But he should also realize he should have received great blessings. He should realize something, but I don't know whether he doesn't realize it or he does not act, he does not practice it, knowing it, but God wants to bless him, but he cannot really bless him. And I feel that he doesn't really realize that point. But through the trials, Job finally cast away the evil placed deep inside his heart. So he became a true child who loved God with a true heart. Then God showed his love for Job more greatly than before. Job used to be the richest man in the East, and God gave him the double amount of what he previously possessed. And he used to be the richest man, and now he received double amount than before. God gave him many children, health, and long life. Namely, God gave him multiple and comprehensive blessings. His daughters were the most beautiful. And when God took his children away, he took daughters who were not the most beautiful, but when God gave him other children, God gave him the most beautiful daughters. And when you give birth, even the children will be so beautiful, with beautiful heart. It's not my word. It's all in the Bible. After all, to solve the fundamental problem is to become true children who love God truly. It is to cast away all grave sins, worldly things, untruth, and to root out the desires that love darkness. How many questions could you say yes to today? As you checked through the word, what is your heart like? Do you really have the true love for God the Father? If you can say amen to all the above questions, all the walls of sin will be demolished. As you keep on acting this way, your fundamental heart will change and you will wholeheartedly love God. The sermon, God of Answers and Blessings, will end here. But this is not really the end. There's one more sermon, which is very crucial. You make walls of sin against God or against other brothers. Many of you don't realize it and cannot destroy these walls. So you cannot even repent. So about this, I will explain to you in the next session as the last of a series of about answer and blessing. The sermons are finished, but from the day of blessing, God is still giving us grace and strength. If you have not found your fundamental problem, I hope you will keep on trying to find it and receive comprehensive blessings. If you become a true child of God and share love with God, that love is so beautiful beyond description. I hope you will share this kind of love with God. Fulfill the desire of God who wants to give you everything you ask. Above all, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will fulfill the long-lasted hope of God wanting to give you New Jerusalem. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Father God, for four sessions, I explained about what the fundamental problems are. Do we not commit murder? Do we not have adulterous mind seeing
person of opposite sex, do we not have desire to steal? Do we have the evidence of loving God truly? Do we always rejoice? Do we always pray continually? Do we always read the Bible at least a chapter and memorize a verse? Do we evangelize a person every year? Do we have peace with everybody? Let us have all answers to all these, through all these questions, and receive the blessings. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Father, show your work transcending space-time. Bless all the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries, members who are attending the service through satellite, and all those children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the country, all GCN and Mammy TV viewers, and their prayer requests from other countries with their photos. Father, lay your hands on them. Bless them. Pastor Peter Beth from Philippines will have all members summer retreat from June 12th and 13th. Give them good weather and bless them. Pastor Byung-Nan Choi of Japan, they will have a handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mami Church on June 7th, Sunday. And let all attendants meet God and experience the living God. Nancy Ortiz from Colombia wants her husband Yolando to get a good job. Ladies Gonzalez has low body weight and blood circulation problem and skin troubles. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed. Dida Anjante of Peru has stomach problems and piles. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed. Jorge Bolaños of Guatemala wants his father-in-law to have good intestines, good digestive organs. Wang Yong-Yong, all persecutions go away. Let her fulfill her duty. Han Yong-Mei wants her son to receive innate heart disease and get into good college. Let her family cast away idols. Ho Yu-Hui, let her get a good job. Wang Jingbo, let her house be sold quickly. Meng Jianjun, let her give a birth at the most appropriate time, the best time. Kim Bok-shil, let her house be sold at a good price. Li Yurim and Pai Ngui-fang, let their children have a malformation of the spine. Hong Wei-song has lower body paralysis. Lung Hong-sheng has hepatitis. Lan Hua has the after effects after surgery, the tumor in the uterus. Liu Sung-bin wants her son Liu Chan to be healed of wants to get a good score on the our military officer's medical check. Wang Yan, evil spirits go away. Hu Yorong has difficulty in breathing, pain in the chest. Zhang Ji has heart disease. Dong Hung Ren, let his son Zhang Lung Kai to have more concentration and let him study very well, and also let them cast away the idols that she couldn't because of opposition of the family members. And Father God, heal them. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Father God, let them see well, let them hear well, let them speak well, and heal all the internal organs. Drive away all cancers, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All lung diseases, germs, go away. Be burnt, be cleansed, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All internal organs, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All loosen all the paralysis. And Father, solve all the fundamental problems, let them realize their dreams or by any other means, and let them all destroy walls of sin. Father, we thank you. Receive all the glory. Give them peace. Give them prosperity. And protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Protect all the overseas pastors, missionaries, and members. Protect them in all respects. And Father, thank you. Give them peace throughout this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.